8 o'clock in the morning. One of the superstar players for the Storm is VP Oleka Deng, that has got the club all the way to the URC final, hosting the final. I was in Cape Town this weekend. Greenpoint was incredible. It really felt like a moment where Cape Town Stadium became home for the Stormers, because it always used to be Newlands, and then Stormers weren't playing so well for a while, and rugby wasn't doing so well for a while. There were questions about Super Rugby. Then the pandemic hit, and like Cape Town Stadium had not really become the beating heart of rugby yet. And then I was in Cape Town this weekend, and I was going through Greenpoint 2 minutes before the game started, and it was awash with people. All kinds of people who'd come in from miles. There was a bus from Paarl just chanting, VP Oleka Deng, VP Oleka Deng. Like, and they had come all the way from Paarl. There was like 25 young women who were just hollering, and there were tens of thousands of people at the stadium. There'll be even more. I'm sure it will be a massive capacity crowd this weekend for the old enemy, the Bulls, and it just really felt like rugby being kick-started again in the Cape. So we're going to be speaking to Irfan Roos after 8 about how the Storm is against Flawless, because remember, they were projected to be the most rubbish South African team basically this year. All the predictions said that they'd be horrible. They ended up being the best one, and we'll see if they can win the whole thing this coming weekend. Of course, the Bulls has a ton to say about that, and Pretoria will be pulling through to Cape Town, no doubt, and we're going to be making sure we're going to keep you abreast of all of that as the week goes on. Here's Don't Wake Me Up from Jonas Blue, and Why Don't We?